This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
It's the new year. People are going back to work.
Yes.
Some people are already back. Some people are due to go back after Australia Day. Good on you. But sometimes being in a workplace, it's hard being nice to people because not everybody that you work with is nice.
Yeah, there's that fake nice that you have to sort of do to get by.
Absolutely. And joining us on the line from thebigsmoke.com.au all the way from Sydney is Alex. Tell us about research into why being fake nice is no good at work. Hey, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
Very so well. Good. Now, did I get that address right? Is it thebigsmoke.com.au or are you just thebigsmoke.com?
I've got both. One's American, one's Australian. .com.au is Australian.
You're global. Look at you.
But listen, this is interesting because even did you see how we just engaged each other with this kind of like, hi, how are you? And neither of us really answered the question.
Neither of us really cared.
Neither of us cared.
Yes.
And I think it's a very interesting glimpse into how we interact socially with each other. And research has recently come out and looked into different studies on what they call surface acting and deep acting. It's the idea that you try to present yourself as a certain way in the workplace. And the research found that people who were maybe stressed or worried or they had concerns or whatever is going on in their lives, if they pretended to always be chirpy and happy at work, it tended to be something that eroded their physical and mental health after a while. And also, it didn't help them in terms of advancing in the workplace anyway. So people tend to go, I want everyone to like me. But actually, you're unlikely to be overly liked because you're so focused on wanting to be liked.
Yes.
And there's a book a number of years back that nice girls don't get the corner office.
Oh.
I think that it's all about authenticity, right?
You want to be authentic, that's right.
So it's not about acting a certain way. Mm-hmm. Don't be ruthless if you're not ruthless, but don't be overly sweet and cutesy if you're not sweet and cutesy. It's annoying and people can see through it.
Yeah, and also people take advantage of you when you're too nice as well. If you say yes, yes, and here's your workload and some more stuff. Aww.
Yeah, you won't complain. And also a lot of people tend to spend a lot of time at work trying to be liked by asking everyone about how was your weekend, how was your holiday, how was your wedding, blah, blah, blah. And nobody really cares that much.
Yeah, I don't like people who are disingenuous, Alex.
Research found that the people who were overly trying to have those conversations actually got distracted from work because they were so focused on being liked.
Yes, yes. Mm. I haven't got the energy for that, to be honest with you.
No, but you see, I've got friends that they go, how are you actually? How are you really? And we're close, so we have a really good conversation. But when it's someone's like, oh, how are you doing? It's like, well, struggling to get out of bed, actually. Like, that doesn't really happen.
You don't it's a knee-jerk reaction in the workplace. You go, hi, how was your weekend? All you want them to say is good. You don't want them to go into detail.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear about the party they went to or the wedding they went to or the movie they saw. Mm. You just want them to say good and to move on.
Yeah, I know, but I don't... it's like if you don't want to hear the answer, don't ask the question. Because I was having a struggling at work a few years ago and people were like, how are you doing? I'm like, not so good. And then they're just like, oh, I got to go take this call now. So it's like, just say hello. I don't know.
Yeah.
Small talk.
Interesting one. I think it's a social nicety that we don't really think about and we just do it as a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, but also you can't spend a day everyone just telling your problems to everyone as well. Like, oh, I'm actually shocking. Oh, the kids hate me. Oh, my wife's going to leave. Yeah. Oh, my husband. Like, it's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, and I said it's about self-monitoring how you perform in the workplace and how you respond to each other. I remember many, many years ago I used to manage a department and there was always, office brunches, office lunches, office birthdays, all that. And I used to get my assistant to go out and get me the cake because if they were sharing a cake for the birthday, they didn't actually want to go out with everyone. So I'd make her go and get me my piece of cake and come back to my office.
Oh, you can't
Alex,
do that.
That's
I
cheeky.
I would hide in my office with my cake.
Oh, no.
That's not cool. That'll make people chat about you.
I don't care. I got my cake.
and you ate it too.
You did. In the private of your corner office.
Yeah.
Alex is killing it.
So as people return to work for 2020, just remember, don't fake being nice.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Be genuine.
Be authentic.
Yeah.
Be your authentic self. That's right. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.